Grant, A.J. Smith-Shawver gets called up a couple of days ago, and I'm curious to get your perspective. As far as a timeline of when we're going to see him, is this something that you think that Snicker is looking for, like a certain scenario, or do you think that they are simply as an organization picking out a certain day and saying, hey, he's going to go get a couple innings on this day?
Well, I think ideally, if the Oakland series was playing out the way that most people assumed that it would, which would see the Braves have a comfortable lead or two during the series, we might have seen him in one of those last two games, but I wouldn't expect it to take altogether too much longer, but I also can understand why a starting pitcher was not put into leverage situations, even against the Oakland A's, you know, in the last couple of games. But I would expect to see him soon, and he's got stuff that can really play up in the bullpen. He throws in the mid-90s to begin with. He's got a very nice breaking ball, so he's got the swing and miss stuff that we've seen in the minor leagues with 45 strikeouts and under 30 innings pitched, an ERA around one. I feel like the Braves just looked at it and thought, how can we get better in some measurable way in the bullpen with what we have available to us in the minor leagues? And he checked a lot of boxes. It kind of feels like when they brought Spencer Strider north after spring training last year, yeah, his future is as a starting pitcher, but they felt like he could help him in relief. So I think that's something they're looking at for A.J. Smith-Shawver, and it might be as kind of that multiple inning guy because they don't really have one right now. They're having to use Jesse Chavez as somebody to come in and get some important outs for him. He's not throwing two innings. You don't have Dylan Lee right now who could throw, you know, four or five outs. And you also don't have Michael Tonkin. He's on the injured list. So I think AJ could kind of fit into that mold where if they need somebody to get them five, six, maybe seven outs, you can look at somebody with this kind of stuff and feel like he has what it takes to compete at the big league level. So I'm excited to see him, and hopefully it's sooner than later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.